The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There's a maggid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Yankov Shayish. And he said over an unbelievable story. He spoke to the guy and he got permission from him to say his name and the story. His name is Ariav Baron. Ariav is going to say the story now. I'm going to say it in first person as this is Ariav's account. He says, I live in Ranana. I'm a very rich businessman. And I'm fry. I'm a chiloni. I always drove on Shabbos. I flew on Shabbos. And one year, I had to go to start a new business of importing from China into Eretz Yisrael. I had a partner. And my partner was somebody by the name of Rav Moshe Segel, who happens to be the son of Rav Don Segel, Shlita. As far away as I am from Torah and Mitzvahs, Rav Moshe is a tzaddik, and he's a very, very firm person. But we did business together. And we decided that we're going to meet together in China on Sunday to have this meeting to start making an import line from China to Eretz Yisrael. I get a phone call from Moshe, and Moshe says, tell me something, when are you planning on flying to China? I tell him Shabbos morning I'm leaving. He tells me, listen here, you understand, I have to leave on Thursday. I'm going to get there Friday morning. I have 1 billion yen on me. You don't expect me to be here by myself with 1 billion yen. I mean, how about moving up your flight and coming early? I said, you're 100% right. I moved my flight. I left Thursday. And I got there Friday morning also. I come to the hotel. He picked a 7-star hotel. And we're on the 17th floor. Beautiful hotel. You never imagine such a beautiful hotel in your life. And we're there, and we sat down, and we're schmoozing. He had some food and coffee. And Moshe tells me, Ariav, I want to ask you something. You know, it's in 5 hours is going to be Shabbos, and you don't understand Chinese. You can't even watch television. You have nothing to do for the next 28 hours. How about you be Shomer Shabbos one time in your life? For 28 hours, you'll be Shomer Shabbos. He says, what does that mean, Shomer Shabbos? He says, listen here, you know, we'll go daven, and we'll come back to the hotel, and we'll eat a nice Shabbos Suda, and then afterwards we'll go to the shul, and we'll learn the Daf HaYomi, and we'll sing some Zemiras, and, you know, the next day we'll go back to shul. That's simple as that. Don't turn on the lights, don't shut off the lights, just go to sleep, and you'll be fine. Do what I do. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go with the flow. I'm asking. No problem. So, before Shabbos, Rav Moshe goes and he takes food for Friday night meal. And he takes it downstairs on the first floor. And he puts it behind a flower pot. And we go to shul. We come to shul. We daven. There's not that many yidden over there in China where we were. And after the meal, after the davening, we come home. And I ask him, why'd you bring the food down? He says, listen here, we're on the 17th floor. We don't use elevators on Shabbos. So we're going to go up to eat and then come back down to go to learn and then come back up. And you'll be Shomer Shabbos. I'm not doing that to you. So let's eat over here. Okay, I'm going with the flow, whatever you say. So we found a table. We moved it over under a nice light. And we took out the thing. And Moshe made Kiddush and Hamoitzi. And he serves me gefilte fish. We'll start eating gefilte fish. And all of a sudden, the manager of the hotel comes over to us and says, excuse me, why are you eating in the lobby? So Moshe gets up and says, well, he says, oh, I know. Your air conditioning is broken in the room. You want us to fix it. You figure if you eat in the lobby, we're going to fix it right away. We're fixing it anyway right away. Tell us what's wrong. He says, there's nothing wrong. He says, so why are you eating in the lobby? He says, you understand, we are Jews. And we're Jews. We don't use the electricity on Shabbos. We don't use the elevators. And therefore, we want to go to pray and we want to go to learn. We got to go up and down and up and down. It's too complicated to walk up 17 flights just to eat some gefilte fish. He says, that's it. He says, I want to tell you something. I don't believe that you're Jews. I finally meet Jews. We're reading the Bible so much about the Jews. They're such a special nation. God's chosen nation. God's children. They're smart. They're brilliant. And the chashuv. And I, Ariel was saying, I'm sitting there and I say to myself, I have to come to Beijing in China to find out that we're Choshev, that we're Hashem's children, that we are the children of Hashem, the Am Segula? He says, what happened next was the best time of my life. The guy gave a whistle, and out of the closed room in the front came 12 Chinese guys. And he starts talking to them in Chinese, and all of a sudden, four guys grab my chair, and four guys grab Moishi's chair. And the other one took all the food that was on the table, and they picked us up, and they went into the staircase. And they walked up 17 flights holding us until we got to the 17th floor, and they brought us to our room, and they opened the doors, and we continued to have a wonderful Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, I called my wife up and I told my wife, you're never going to believe it, but I had the best Shabbos in the world that a person could dream of. It's unbelievable. And you know what my wife told me? My wife told me, Ariav, only horses go backwards. Next Shabbos, you're going to keep Shabbos together with me and the kids. We're all going to keep Shabbos. And when she told me that, my life changed. I knew that she would accept me as it is, and I wanted so much. I got this thirst of getting to know Hashem. And I asked Moshe, and every day I put on tefillin, and it was unbelievable. We finished the business deal. We flew back to Eretz Yisrael together. And the first stop I made was by Reb Don Segel, by Reb Moshe's father. We come into Reb Don Segel, and Reb Moshe told his father everything that happened with me. And Reb Don Segel tells me something unbelievable. Ariav, I want to tell you something. A table that stands on two legs topples over. He says, it's beautiful that you're keeping Shabbos and you're wearing tefillin. There's two more things you got to do. He says, what? He says, you got to be Makabel Taras HaMishpacha. And I want you live in Ranana, you got to become a chosid of the tzaddik from Cleveland in Ranana. The Cleveland Rebbe. And I said, Rabbi, I promise you both. I came home and I spoke to my wife and we went to the Rebbe and we became very close to the Rebbe. And we do everything whatever the Rebbe tells us to do. I just want to tell you, today, I have a yeshiva. I own a yeshiva in Bnei Brak on Rechev HaYardein that helps Noshrim, kids that go off the Derech. And I pay for everything. And I'm building a shul in Ramot, in Yerushalayim, in the memory of the Cleveland Rebbe. I live in Rechavia in Yerushalayim on the 32nd floor. And 2 weeks ago, the Shabbos elevator broke. And I was looking for those Chinamen to pick me up and bring me down the 32 floors. And they weren't there. And I went up the stairs and I went down the stairs. And I realized one thing. This was a message to me from Hashem. Habo letaher Messiah Noisai.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. Stories to inspire.org